Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joined right now on the heels, 72 hours removed thereabouts from the Toronto Raptors winning their first NBA championship. It is great to be joined by the radio voice of the Toronto Raptors, Paul Jones, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Paul, great to have you on the program. Appreciate you joining me on a Father's Day Sunday. Happy Father's Day. And I guess... give us the lay of the land in Toronto. What's the what have the last 72 hours been like?
Well, it's crazy. I mean, it's something that the franchise has dreamed of for years, and it's finally come to fruition. And it's kind of surreal to think about it and to watch, you know, people's behavior and reactions to all that's going on. It's the parade's tomorrow, and people are just beside themselves with joy and with elation around this team winning an NBA title. And I think the words that people are saying most to one another are, can you believe it?
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of people around the NBA are saying that. I'm curious about this. When teams win championships, especially for the first time, or when maybe a team hasn't won one in however many decades, they finally win a championship, it always feels like there's one player or person that's sort of the face of that franchise that everybody feels happiest for. Is there somebody in particular associated with this Raptors team that Raptors fans are maybe happier for than anybody else?
If I had a guess, I would probably say Kyle Lowry. Mm-hmm. People love his gritty kind of bulldog, hockey player type mentality. That's what I would say more than anything else. Just the fact that he's the kind of guy that he's a blue collar guy, and this town loves that kind of player. So that's what I would say. But he'd probably be the guy that I would point to. And just looking at the way he plays too. He's been here. He's the longest tenured Raptor. He's been here. Through the ups and the downs, you know, he saw a 34-48 season. He saw the sweeps at the hands of LeBron. He's had the disappointment and the heartache, and he's been blamed for some of it too. So I think if you were to ask people, they'd probably be happy for him. But also some of the other guys, Norman Powell's been around for a while. Probably happy for Nick Nurse as an assistant coach who was, was part of those teams that couldn't get past LeBron. So, but Kyle would probably be the number one guy.
Paul Jones, Raptors radio voice, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. So, Paul, it's easy to say now the Kawhi Leonard trade was a booming success. The Raptors experienced the ultimate in success in winning an NBA title. I guess if you could take us back as somebody who's with the team, who follows the team, who's there on a day-to-day basis, when the trade was consummated last year, what was the approval rating at the time for that trade, especially considering DeMar DeRozan was going out in that deal, one of the more popular players in franchise history?
How about zero? How about zero?
Wow.
You are talking about the most popular player in franchise history. You are talking about the native son, the guy who was drafted ninth, and when he was drafted ninth overall by the Colangelo regime, everybody listened to them say, oh, we're going to make this kid an all-star, and everybody looks and kind of rolls their eyes. Yeah, he's your first-round pick. Of course you're going to say that. But he did. He became an all-star. He was here 9 years, franchise leader in a bunch of categories, scoring, up there in assists and rebounds and all of that stuff, games played, and stayed in Toronto when everybody else wanted to leave. You know, Chris Bosh took the money once and then he left. Vince Carter took the money once and then he left. DeMar actually took less money the second time so they could help build a team around it. And he embraced the country. He embraced Canada. He has clinics and camps all over the country and realized that he was not just representing Toronto, he was representing Canada. And then they pulled the rug out from under his feet. So the approval rating was zero. And to boot, people were saying, and you trade for a guy who's only played 9 games, who's hurt? Well, no, he's a top 3 player. I don't want to hear that. All I know is he's played 9 games, he's hurt, and, you know, we don't even know if he wants to be here. We don't know if he's going to stay. So the approval rating was probably around zero.
Wow. So that's fascinating, Paul. And I'm talking to Paul Jones, radio voice of the Toronto Raptors. So when did the worm turn? I mean, obviously now the approval rating is 100%. So at what point did things start to shift into people looking at this deal and going, okay, well, this makes some sense?
Probably not till into the playoff round. I think the Philadelphia series probably bought Kawhi and the trade and everything, the more cachet than anything else. Mm-hmm. You know, they lost the first game of the playoffs to Orlando, and people were like, oh, my God, rolling their eyes, same old Raptors. Jeez, you know, lose a game one, and here we go again. And then they were down 2-1 to Philly, and he had a monumental game. And then he hits the shot in game 7. And then, you know, people were down. People were upset about, what is this load management crap? Hmm. What is this load management business? The fact that, why isn't he playing back-to-backs? And they kept saying, well, we're playing the long game. It's not till, you know, we'll worry about it in April and May when we're in the playoffs. And it didn't sit well with people. And now you say to them, so did you really want him to play the back-to-back that Wednesday night in February against the 13-32 Atlanta Hawks? Does it make sense to you now? And everybody's like, yeah, I got it. Okay, I get it now. I understand. So his approval rating didn't turn till later on, but now everybody's clamoring to have him come back and hey, let's do it again. Keep the band together. Let's do it again.
Yeah, the logical follow-up to that is, what is the hope level that he stays? How reasonable is it to think that this championship could improve the Raptors' chances of keeping him?
It might, but I think that the die has been cast. He knew, and he knows one way or the other, pretty much, I think, that what he's going to do. Now, this may have influenced him a little bit, and it could have influenced him either way. It could have influenced him to the fact that, man, this is really good. It's better than I thought. The medical staff has looked after me. People love me in Canada. I've got the whole country, not just the city. Mm-hmm. They basically leave me alone. They're nice to me. They don't harass me, harangue me. And I won a title here with good players, Lowry, Van Vliet, Ibaka, Gasol, Siakam, who are all back next year or could be back next year. Yeah, you know what? I might stay. Or he might say, hey, you know what? I came here. I didn't want to. It was great. I delivered your title. I don't owe you anything. I'm on my way out. So it could sway the needle. Everybody says, oh, he's got to stay now because they won. Well, no. That might be the reason for him to say, hey, I came and I delivered what you wanted me to. It's been real. It's been a slice. Thanks. I'll see you soon.
And I got to think, Paul, that of all the players to have to be reading their body language and their words to try to parse out what you think he might do. This might be one of the hardest athletes to read out there. Just he doesn't show emotion, it seems like. I got to imagine it's excruciating for Raptors fans to try to draw hints from anything that Kawhi says or does, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I say this all the time. He's a guy, when he walked off the floor in Oakland at Oracle after winning game 4, he walked off the floor, and you could not tell if he robbed Fort Knox or won a $100 million Powerball. You just look on his face was the same. You just could not tell. And, you know, we can't tell now. We'll wait for the decision and see what he decides and take it from there. And either way, I think Toronto Raptor fans, because of the title, will be okay. If he comes back, great. If he doesn't come back, it's like, you know what? He gave us what we wanted. Thank you very much. We wish you well on the way out.
Yeah, I think that's how I I totally agree. I mean, you're up there, so you know better than I do. But that's the right answer if you're a fan of an NBA team, that a guy delivered a championship. Paul Jones, Raptors radio voice, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Last one before I let you go, Paul. Let's play it forward here and pretend that Kawhi does indeed choose to take his talent somewhere else. What would the expectations be for a Raptors team without Kawhi? I mean, obviously they're not a favorite or maybe among the top few teams in the league to win the championship, but they were 17-5 without him in the lineup this year. What would expectations be for a Kawhi-less Raptors team in 2019-2020?
Probably a team with home court advantage in the first round.
Okay.
Probably a top four finish. I mean, you still have you would be able to go out and get somebody, and you still have Lowry, Ibaka, if Gasol opts in, Siakam, Van Vliet, Powell, you still have a pretty good core of players. So you would expect that they would be, and there haven't been any moves made yet. There haven't been any free agent signings. There haven't been any trades come draft time. So you would expect that they would still be, look, there was going to be a rebuild next year anyway, but you would expect that with all these guys back, even if Kawhi isn't, they would still be a pretty fair team.
Paul Jones, radio voice for the Toronto Raptors, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Paul, really appreciate you making time. When is the parade, by the way?
Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Well, rest up, my man. That's going to be a fun day for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it, Paul. I appreciate you joining me on the show. That's pretty cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.